Hello, I'm Father Joe Roche of the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Thank you for joining us as we continue with our year-long journey reading the diary of St. Maria Faustina Kowalska from beginning to end. Today we take up from where we left off, beginning with diary entry number 415. Saturday. During Vespers, I saw the Lord Jesus, radiant as the sun, in a bright garment, and he said to me, "May your heart be joyful." And great joy flooded me, and I was penetrated with God's presence, which, for the soul, is a treasure beyond words. When the image was displayed, I saw a sudden movement of the hand of Jesus as he made a large sign of the cross. In the evening of the same day, when I had gone to bed, I saw the image going over the town, and the town was covered with what appeared to be a mesh and nets. As Jesus passed, he cut through all the nets, and finally made a large sign of the cross and disappeared. I saw myself surrounded by a multitude of malicious figures, burning with hatred for me. Various threats came from their lips, but none of them touched me. After a moment, this apparition vanished, but for a long time I could not get to sleep. April 26th. On Friday, when I was at Ostra Brama to attend the ceremony during which the image was displayed, I heard a sermon given by my confessor, Father Sopochko. This sermon about the Divine Mercy was the first of the things that Jesus had asked for so very long ago. When he began to speak about the great mercy of the Lord, the image came alive, and the rays pierced the hearts of the people gathered there, but not all to the same degree. Some received more, some less. Great joy filled my soul to see the grace of God. Then I heard the words, "You are a witness of my mercy. You shall stand before my throne forever as a living witness to my mercy." When the sermon was over, I did not wait for the end of the service, as I was in a hurry to get back home. When I had taken a few steps, a great multitude of demons blocked my way. They threatened me with terrible tortures, and voices could be heard, "She has snatched away everything we have worked for over so many years." When I asked them, "Where have you come from in such great numbers?" the wicked forms answered, "Out of human hearts. Stop tormenting us." Seeing their great hatred for me, I immediately asked my guardian angel for help, and at once the bright and radiant figure of my guardian angel appeared and said to me, "Do not fear, spouse of my Lord. Without his permission, these spirits will do you no harm." Immediately the evil spirits vanished, and the faithful guardian angel accompanied me in a visible manner right to the very house. His look was modest and peaceful, and a flame of fire sparkled from his forehead. "O Jesus, I would like to toil and wear myself out and suffer all my life for that one moment in which I saw your glory, O Lord, and profit for souls." Sunday, April 28th, 1935, Low Sunday. That is, the Feast of the Divine Mercy, the conclusion of the Jubilee of Redemption. When we went to take part in the celebrations, my heart leaped with joy that the two solemnities were so closely united. I asked God for mercy on the souls of sinners. Toward the end of the service, when the priest took the Blessed Sacrament to bless the people, I saw the Lord Jesus as he is represented in the image. The Lord gave his blessing, and the rays extended over the whole world. Suddenly, I saw an impenetrable brightness in the form of a crystal dwelling place, woven together from waves of a brilliance unapproachable to both creatures and spirits. Three doors led to this resplendence. At that moment, Jesus, as he is represented in the image, entered this resplendence through the second door, to the unity within. It is a triple unity, which is incomprehensible, which is infinity. I heard a voice. This feast emerged from the very depths of my mercy, and it is confirmed in the very depths of my tender mercies. Every soul believing and trusting in my mercy will obtain it. I was overjoyed at the immense goodness and greatness of my God. These reflections from St. Faustina come during Holy Week and the octave of Easter in 1935, when the Divine Mercy image was displayed publicly for the first time. On Holy Saturday, Jesus calls Faustina to be joyful, and he shares his Easter joy with her. When the image was displayed in the shrine of Our Lady of Mercy, a shrine built into the eastern gate in the walls of the old city of Vilnius, St. Faustina sees Jesus blessing people and pouring out his mercy on them. The shrine is called Our Lady of the Dawn Gate. It faced east where the sun rises, so the rising sun is seen entering the city first through that gate. In the Benedictus, proclaimed by Zechariah, the father of St. John the Baptist, he says, "In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high will break upon us to shine on those dwelling in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace." So it is fitting that this image of God's mercy was first displayed in that shrine, which gives us hope. The first rays of dawn shine on a city in darkness. Saint Faustina continues to have her spiritual battles, but God and her guardian angel protect her from all harm. And she sees the fruits of her efforts. People are being freed from their enslavement to sin. On Mercy Sunday, Faustina has a vision of the dwelling of the Holy Trinity. It is a great mystery, our God, who is three and one. Perhaps here she hears the voice of the Heavenly Father, or perhaps it's Jesus, who reveals that this feast emerged from the very depths of his mercy. His love is unfathomable. He wants to give us the remedy to our imprisonment in sin. He wants to free us to be with him forever.